Hey, so welcome to the Raw Opinions by Tag, and this is your host Tushar Gulati, Tagman, Applied Emotions, or whatever the fuck you want to call me. And today we're gonna talk about Lil Tay and why couple of teens love her, and why do I think she's not so bad. I hate when people fake their shit, but I don't know, she's working. Let's talk about it. So let's talk about Lil Tay. I think she is winning, or she's famous, because first of all, you can include me, I'm 18, you can include me in the new generation or the millennials or anything, but according to me, she's winning because people, kids, teens needed a role model, a cool role model to look up to. That's why Lil Pump got a lot of attention. That's why but Lil Pump was 16 when he blew up. Lil Tay is 9. So kids just needed someone to look up to, some fake person to look up to, some cool kid who was making millions, and Lil Tay became that. The whole youngest flexer, I'm making millions a night. That's, I don't know if we all know that is really, really, really fake, but the fact that she has attention is something to give her big ups to, because no one else can do it. She does not have any competition, according to me. Nobody else is like as famous as her, and is 9 or 8 or 7 or 10. So she's winning because kids love people who can get under older people's skin. If I can irritate any fucking person who's old or has old values, or if I say fuck society, kids are gonna listen to me. If I break the old normal opinions, then kids are gonna listen to me, because kids are being pounded every day with old people morals that they should learn this, they should learn that, and those things aren't relevant in 2018. So Lil Tay has gotten under enough people's skin to actually have the attention she has, and this is something she worked for. Like, people aren't posting on social media. People don't have, 9-year-olds don't have an Instagram, or like 9-year-olds aren't working that hard anyway. So I think she kind of deserves it, because she actually worked, or maybe her mother or her brother helped her. But I just think she should be hated on, but I talked to a couple of people, and they said that she does not deserve this. She does not deserve this lifestyle. So I don't know, but I think she's just a cool kid who just wants to make her pay her mother or her brother proud, and she's actually a little smart, and she's what it is. And stop hating on her. She's fake. I think she's 100% fake, but just stop hating on her and let her live. Maybe in a couple, 3-4 years, when she's 13 or 15, she realizes that, oh, I was doing all this fake shit, and it does not matter. And she wakes up and starts doing real life shit, like helping people and stuff. I think it's gonna work out for her, but she could be a viral hit and then nothing. So I just don't know. I just love the fact that she can get under people's skin. Like, old people are like, 40-year-olds are like, oh, she should not be saying that. She's a kid. She's 9-year-old. She is just trying to, she's sitting in, she's driving Rolls Royces and cars, and she should not be doing that. So it's good. It's something. She's actually doing something with her life, and I don't think so. People should hate on her. I think people should not hate on anyone. So that's it. That's all I have to say. So I just want to end this episode with a quick remark that I'm not a Lil Tay fan. I don't even watch most of her shit. I just scrolled through her Instagram and watched a couple people's review on her, and I just gave a pretty deep or dumb, I don't know, review on her life. So because I understand people and my skills are understanding people, I weirdly understand why people do shit and why people hate on people. I understand why she's winning. I understand everything. I may not come across as the person who understands it because of the way I talk, but in deep down I understand what she's going through and why she's winning and why she's doing this. So don't hate on her. Let her figure this out on her own, and that's it. So this is the episode for today, and I just want to say have a greatest day of your life and live in peace. Let everyone live in peace. Let people make their money. Let them choose their love, or and let them work hard for what they want.